coming to your old mate Captain Sensible, flying through space in a lead-lined box, talking to you on Punky Radio. Yeah, baby.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper.
Howdy.
Crikey Mosley. Hey, this is Punky Radio Christmas special. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And well done for finding us.
Thank you.
We've got quite a show this week, because it's not you've already heard the... A little festive message from Captain Sensible.
The Captain.
That's right, Captain Sensible, punk legend and leader of the Blah Party. There'll be more sound clips from him later on in the show.
Really?
Yeah, this is of course
a voyage of discovery for me.
This is of course a Block Party 7 special.
It is.
Which isn't a voyage of discovery for you.
No.
Because we did rehearse last night.
Yes, we did.
We also need to crack on with the show because we do have a feeling that just after halfway through it, we're going to start hearing noise.
We get invaded.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think it's going to affect you that much because we're into the mics and it's in another room and it's soundproofed. And which band is
it? Yeah, I don't know. But they're fucking loud.
You don't even know which band it is, do you?
I don't know anything.
There's going to be, basically, there's a band are going to be rehearsing in the tree next door.
Yeah.
And we haven't soundproofed our privet. So you might hear it, basically.
Oh, fuck
So, I've got a word of the week this week. Actually, I've got two, but I've got a phrase of the week coming in first.
Alrighty.
And it's from my mate Phil.
Hi, Phil.
It's quite an involved phrase.
Okay.
It's, we've got a man on the inside, but his cover's been blown, and we need to get him out.
Okay.
What's that a euphemism for?
Yeah, probably some sex thing, is it?
Needing a poo badly.
Damn.
Listen
it.
Again. We've got a man on the inside, but his cover's been blown, and we need to get him out.
Right, okay.
So that's it. So if you hear that said by me over the next hour, you know I need a poo.
Brilliant.
Music this week from all the bands that are playing at Block Party. Well,
yes.
Kind of. Three of the bands that are playing at Block Party.
Right.
And two of the members of the other band that are playing at Block Party.
Nice.
But we're not going to give any more away than that. And
nice
of course,
one.
As usual, we'll be selling out.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Oh, my show.
Obviously. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I'm supposed to mention here that we have actually got. And I've got a terrible cold.
Yeah, I'm feeling really ill.
You've
as well.
You've got flu.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know.
Look at me being nice to you. Don't fuck yourself
Thank
in the Mars
you.
Bar.
Oh, it's Christmas. For fuck's sake, it's Christmas.
Stick a Mars bar in the freezer, right? So it gets really, really hard. And then just sit on the fucker. No, because then...
It's the first punky breakdown.
Because then, if you do, you can say, we've got a man on the inside, but his cover's been blown and we need to get him out. Right, first song.
Okay.
First song.
Yes.
Great band, Devilish Presley. Great band. We've played them before.
Aren't they playing Block Party 7?
I believe they are, and there'll be more information about Block Party 7 later on in the show. What I want to know for the time being, Tony, is what is their website?
devilishpresley.co.uk.
You're so fucking great when you get it wrong. How many times have we played Devilish Presley on the show? It's devilishpresley.com.
All right.
And it's me in the internet
I'm
one,
with it.
You, Neil. This is the first track from their album Memphisto, which I don't think we've played before, called Prick Up Your Ears. And listen to the very end of the song when it's Prick Up Your, an anagram of ears. And also listen very closely at the very start, because I think that's Jackie talking.
We had a lot of fun in the van, didn't we? You know, gigging around.
Not really.
Yeah.
Prick up your arse.
Prick up your arse.
Blimey.
They did that. They recorded that, especially for you, Tony.
Oh, that's sweet.
They did. They did. They thought, I wonder where Tony will be this weekend.
Be nice.
Probably be sat somewhere. No, I'll say sat. Probably be relaxing somewhere with Paulie B up to his balls in him.
Yes,
so,
okay.
MySpace latest comments then. And don't forget, you can see Devilish Presley at Block Party 7, which is next Wednesday, the 27th of December, at the Townmill, Mansfield. Tickets £5.
Yep.
All on the door, £5. Excellent saving for an advance ticket there. Although you get a bit card with it, that's something. MySpace latest comments. Best way to get in touch with us at the moment is to leave us a comment. MySpace. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. First was from Dino, Eddie Hitler. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Oh, all right, nice one.
Oi, Jitbags. Haven't left you a comment in a while, so thought I'd congratulate you on yet another great show this week. Fucking great choice of tunes and all. Where's that Riot Squad song, though? I thought I had all their stuff. No, you haven't. We have. I would have stalked you at the Rock City gig if I could afford it. I'm glad you couldn't come then. He's a massive geezer. Last year's one was fan-fucking-tastic. Do me a favour when you speak to the captain. Ask him if he found the lighting guy from the AK Pitts gig last week. His name was Richard Wilson, apparently, but I don't believe it! He asked the crowd to track him down and kick the shit out of him for fucking up their lighting. I forgot to ask him, Dean. Sorry about that. Keep up the good work. Tally-ho! Right, this one's some warning. What up, Punky Doodles? I'm just about to download your show. I'm ill. So if you guys are actually online, cheer me up and comment me back. Pleasiums! XX, nay XX.
Were we online?
P.S. A very cherry Missmas to ya. No, we weren't, so sorry about that.
Sorry.
Or we might have been, but I didn't. Fuck it, stay ill. Let's face it, we're
ill. Illness everywhere. I'm just sick.
Suck that big, hairy, scaly pecker down, Paulie B, you corporate biatch. Did Satan taste good? Can you feel those little black worms wriggling their way through your belly? Punky Radio, always pimping your
always
internet domain
pimping.
Registrars. From Freedom Haters. I do like the Freedom Haters.
He does love his belly,
doesn't he? He does. He loves it. He loves giving us shit.
Yeah. Why not?
Shkmoopy, a.k.a. Lisa. Shkmoopy, a.k.a. Lisa, is it?
Okay.
Goopa Goopa, berserker wanking crazy crackers.
Hi.
I had a great idea. Deaf podcasts with subtitles. Mwah! I'm officially a genius. It's rather sad I haven't been able to listen to Punky for a few weeks, seeing as I'm busier than an emo trying to whack off and cut his wrist at the same time. Anywho, I have three suggestions for Word of the Week.
Okay.
Number one, PML. I got tired of LOL. Laugh out loud.
Right.
Or, as I like to think, lots of love.
Aww.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Not in this bunker.
So I came up with PML. No, it's just violence and sex.
Yeah.
So I came up with PML. Pissed myself laughing. Not bad.
Yeah.
Number two, Kitten X-Core. Another way of calling something emo or retarded. It's Kitten X-Core. Number three, emo-gasm. My friend and I came up with two definitions. She says it's the ability to orgasm while crying.
Nice.
Rather than the ability to cry while orgasm, which is normally what happens with me. But I think it means a gigantic release of kitten blurred emotion and tears, usually ending in a long diary entry. A poog! Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
I've got a frog in my throat here, mate.
Do you want me to do a PCA?
No, I'm quite enjoying it.
All right. Blimey.
Goopa, Goopa!
Hi.
Hello, once again from the depths of Pennsylvania. The depths of Pennsylvania. I was with my uncle the other day, Christmas shopping, when suddenly something caught my eye. It was a James Blunt album, sitting in the punk rock section. So I did what only a listener of Punky could do. I dug out a post-it note and a Sharpie. I wrote, Kitten Serb, on the album and laid it on the floor. One can only wonder what happened to the next smacktard to pick it up. Hope you've enjoyed my story. Keep up the great word, wankers. You know I'm always looking. Do you
always
know that one?
Looking.
Now, do you know that's from Tony?
No.
Tarjigger.
Tarjigger.
Tarjigger. I ain't playing no flame pool. I ain't playing no flame pool. I ain't playing no flame pool. Tarjigger. You're mad like a fool, Matt Murdock. Last one. Punky. So today's been an interesting one, and it isn't even noon. We had a bomb scare at school today, or as I like to call it, an elaborate way of getting out of taking your final exam. People were evacuated, parents were called, the bomb squad showed up. I wanted to see them kick a door down and hit someone in the head with a gun. Turned out it used to be a backpack that some smacktard left in the courtyard. Anyway, the amusing part was they said on the intercom that under no circumstances were phones or radios to be used. Well, what happens right after that line is spoken? You hear a phone ringing in the background. Good job, school administration. Good job. I wonder what will happen tonight. That's from Kayla.
Oh, hi.
The Kayla conspiracy back in the house. Respect.
Roots.
Right. Now then, it's time for... Now, you know how we're kind of... we're becoming the official mouthpiece of the Blah Party.
Yeah.
This is true. I did do a series of interviews with Captain Sensible.
Captain Sensible.
On Sunday. And obviously I wanted to get them in before 6 o'clock because I knew by 6 o'clock I'd be hammered. And in the Captain's people's infinite wisdom, I spoke to him at just gone 10.
Right.
So, fortunately, yeah, you don't hear
that's
much
be a
of
problem,
me.
Isn't it?
You do hear quite a bit of him. But nevertheless, this is an outline for the Blah Party Manifesto, sort of. I'm kind of adding sort ofs onto all of these from now on, all right?
Okay, then.
Hi. Well, it's come to my attention that all the current corrupt politicians are lying, scheming fat pigs, starting wars and basically behaving like complete pillocks. There's no choice because they would all have done the same thing, and the Blah Party has been set up basically to reconnect people in Britain to the political scene, because a lot of people, it's come to my attention, they're not going to vote. Voter apathy is at an all-time low, and which is obviously bad for democracy. So the Blah Party is basically going to be a great kind of vehicle for the protest vote, and we're going to hold them to account on the public's behalf. You know?
Are you trying to be elected to Parliament, or is this more of a protest group?
The first is acting as a protest group and getting as many members as possible, and you know, connecting with the British people and getting some really good cracking policies together, getting a really people-friendly manifesto, and then after that, when they finally do call an election, we get a chance. Yeah, we're going to stand for Parliament.
So you can see how
Who was the more relaxed?
Well, do you know what? I'm not sure, because
I think it was you.
Yeah, well, no, I was certainly very relaxed.
Certainly.
Right, but I don't know whether the captain was drunk or not.
Oh, right.
That's the thing, because obviously I was mullered. So yes. He seemed to be making relative sense.
Well, compared to you, he was stone cold sober, wasn't
compared he? To me, yeah. But he had just done a gig with his world famous band, The Damned.
Oh, there was that.
And I had kind of been watching them.
Yes.
So, all day. Got there at 1 o'clock. Resistance 77 and Riot Squad were both brilliant.
Obviously, local lads.
Both brilliant. And I've got stories about it later on.
Oh, wicked.
Come on, let's hear the thingamig, the
podcast alley comments.
And we really want you to vote.
Please do vote for us. We're doing. I think we're first, you know.
Well,
in music.
Only because everyone appears to have stopped voting.
That's right.
I think we had 52
right.
votes.
I'll claim that victory.
It comes to something when Turtle Talk Nonsense have got 56.
Bloody hell!
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't voted,
in the chat,
please do. Go to punkyradio.com, click on the link at the top of the screen. It says important, please vote for us. Click on that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, and we read out the best comments. I think they've fixed their length.
Vote Punky.
They've fixed their length, sir.
Who fixed their length?
Podcast Alley, because these comments are a lot longer now.
What are you talking about?
The comments are a lot longer, not cutting off.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Okay.
I wondered what the fuck you
first
were about.
First one. Gaylord?
Gaylord?
Are you starting to stand up for yourself and finally growing a set of balls, Tony? I might have to reconsider what I think about you. Nah, still the same. So get fucked, you twat. Keep up the good work and Merry Christmas, lads. That's from the Gaylord Raylock.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
I thought we'd better read that out.
Yeah, pretty much. Right, it's quite a scary man. He's not allowed out of the country.
He's my mate.
Long as I stay out of Australia, I'm fucking fine.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Well, what if he lands here? I'm not sure what the deals are. But what do you mean he's not allowed out of country? What? Ever?
Yep.
You better hope that stays true.
Pretty much, yeah.
I could see you on Lost Series 4, rummaging through the jungle and Lord Raylock appears. You're like, oh dear.
Oh, fuck.
Suddenly the Mars bar won't seem so painful. Let it just put it that way.
Bring the Mars bar on.
Bring the Mars bar.
Bring fucking well.
Bring the Baileys. I'll pull that on as well. It is Christmas.
Paula the Bee and Tony the Kitten. This podcast kicks ass, and I suggest you tell all, because, what's that coming over the hill? A monster? Fuck off, it's Punky. Coming to rock all emos. Kim Blurred, to
Kim
hell
Blurred.
And back. Kick some and enjoy. L Train the Third.
Touching it. I ain't playing no flame pool.
Gooper.
Gooper.
Hey, you piss mops.
Hello.
What kind of cock knockery bum sniffing Tony wouldn't love you guys? What?
I know.
What cockery? Bum-sniffing Tony wouldn't love you guys. I heard you guys months ago, and I fell in love with it.
Hooray.
Lol. keep up the good
that
work
means lots
tormenting
of love.
Tony, Paulie B. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bastard. It's Christmas. Be nice. Please. I listen to you guys all the time. I live in Tennessee in the United States, and it's so dumb.
I'll live in Tennessee.
A little bit. I keep my friends guessing when I use punky lingo around them and yell Kimbler at all the emos I see. Ha ha ha. Well, I must be off now. You rank wank gloves.
Thank you.
Always looking.
Always
sex
looking.
Sex in a can.
Always looking. And sex in a can.
And he or she has continued on.
Oh, there you go.
Goopa Goopa continued.
Goopa Goopa continued.
It's so dull here. And little punk
dear.
Spice it up a little. Fun yelling kitten blood at a bunch of emos.
What does he want a little punk
thing.
For?
Confusing my friends when they have no idea what I'm saying. Mwahaha. Tony must say that part. I did. Goodbye, my bum sniffing wank gloves. Your fan sex in the can.
Bye, sex in the can.
Oh, it's all very strange.
Bye, sex in the can.
I'm confused. Thought I was confused before.
Bye,
really
sex in the can. Zombie ghost train coming in here.
Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Gooper Gooper. Man, I love this fucking show.
So do I.
Even though you're a couple of fucking sellouts now.
Yes, we are.
Cat, rat, mat, hat, pat, shat, vat. Go fuck a pig, shit. Are there such things as elderly kitten bloods? That'd be odd, wouldn't it? Especially so with elderly Scottish kitten bloods. So Tony should do an elderly Scottish kitten blood accent while saying the following.
Yar, I like to cut my wrists and write in my
diary.
What
the fuck is that?
I don't know. I can't do impressions.
Why do they keep making me do it? Why?
And cry. Don't be a fucking wank stain on society that and everyone who sends wants to fucking kill. Where's my Hawthorne Heights album?
Jungs!
I need to jack off in the dark.
Clevens!
Haggis! And I can't do it without my emo music.
Teehee, I'm laughing already. Oh, we aren't. And I'm also mad as fuck thinking about kitten bloods. Well, I'd better head off, bled off, ned off, wed off, red off. Oh, fuck. From Demon Kraken.
I've got no idea what that's all about.
I don't know.
Is that any relation of Phil?
Could be his brother, couldn't it?
Phil McCracken. Phil me crack up with cum.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be, couldn't it?
Oh, Phil, you'll crack up with cum.
Go for it.
Oh, fair enough.
It's fucking Christmas, innit?
He's had enough.
I've had enough. I give in.
I knew eventually you'd give in. Have you just undone your carving? Fucking hell, can we wait?
The card is fucking off.
Can we wait till the end of the show?
Anyway.
Come on then, Paul. Show it up, me.
Why not?
All right, next song then, Tony, which
how
obviously
long is it?
I have ready in the player, don't
okay,
I?
Okay, there it is.
Because the next song is by Axminster Scotch Guard and the Numbskulls.
Oh, yeah, aren't they playing Block Party 7?
They are. They're playing Block Party 7 next Wednesday, the 27th, at the Town Mill, Mansfield. For more information, go there.
Nice. It'll be there.
It's going to be a great show. Fat Boy's coming down.
Yeah, he's booked his accommodation, apparently.
He's booked his accommodation.
Cage's missing it again.
Oh, Case can go fuck himself.
He's got he some makes wedding out. To go to, or something.
Oh, he makes out he's a punk. Yeah, because everyone gets married on December the 20th, fucking 7th. I think Cage has been in Birmingham too long.
Yeah, I do. Where is he now?
Because my mum won't let me fix it in the kitchen. I've got to mend it in the garden. Oh, would you like a kip of toy? No, but would like a kip of coffee. What was the other one? There's another one the other day.
Other day?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Oh, no, it was what's the difference between,
What?
I can't remember.
Brilliant.
It was
punky. Always not telling jokes or finishing them off. Always forgetting.
Anyway, this is Axminster Scottish Guard and the Numbskulls, and I have got a very funny email conversation between me, Poco, and the lovely Roz to read out soon.
Oh, brilliant.
But first of all, we're going to play BBC Bastards. They've been asking us to play it for ages. I don't think we have we?
I don't know.
Have we? Fuck it, I lose track. I'm getting old. I can't remember what I've said.
I'm completely fucked.
I can't remember what you will be.
New promises.
Excellent. Here come. Looks like the band are starting to get themselves ramped up. This is going to be interesting,
isn't it?
Anyway, Axminster Scottish Guard and the Numbskulls. You can find out more about them where, Tony?
It used to be punk shy at KUK, but
it still is, mate.
It's not there anymore. I don't
it
think.
Is. It's back up. It's back
up.
He's been
now?
In touch. Yeah, punkshy.co.uk. I'm going to give you that on time.
Cool. Cause
it's
got it
one
right.
All. Yeah, because you got it right. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. That would seem fair.
Should we play the song then?
Let's play the song. The channel, catch the finals.
just another tax. Cunts.
Well, that's a fucking winner, isn't it?
There you go.
I love that
song. And they're playing Block Party 7.
They are playing Block Party 7, and I'm just looking to see what I'm doing next. Have you got a twat, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, right, we're going to do that now.
Okay, it's a short twat.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, hold on then. Why don't I do these...
I'll do these messages after then. Okay, sorry.
But you can read one, actually. Actually, you can read the Fat Boy one. We've had one from Fat Boy.
All right.
If you'd like to email us, it's paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Talk over the drums.
Or tony@punkyradio.com.
Okay.
And if you start hearing a bit of extra backing music, it's because the band in the tree next door have started rehearsing.
It's all live.
And we can't do anything about it.
Nah. Try to just shoot up little shooters.
Yeah.
With bow and arrows. Hey, up, mate. Hope the punky bunker is a bit warmer now you've lined the walls with dollar bills. Lol. Yeah, we wish. Fucking freezing. I'm gonna miss a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Made it back from my Christmas do in Cardiff in one piece. Managed to threaten the Welsh landed gentry with physical violence.
Well
for being
done, sir.
Being tuppies. Laugh at the Scots trying to say bagger alarm and talk the buxom ladies from London into actually keeping their clothes on. God bless our finance department.
That's quite a feat.
Perfect warm up for Block Party 7. The suggestions for word of the week came from the two perverts in the back of my car watching midget porn on the portable DVD player all the way there.
Uh-oh.
The ladies getting the backdoor action in the form of a dry bumming on Midget Mania.
Oh,
it's been a while.
Ah.
Or apparently either
Tony,
cosmonauts or anal astronauts.
Tony, I would be good enough to use lube with you.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
As long as you provide it yourself. I'm not paying for your comfort, your relative comfort.
I've got a lure pack because that's my favourite butter.
Oh, butter! Mm. Oh, have you seen Last Tango in Paris, Tony?
It's the famous bit, isn't it? I've seen that one bit. The rest of it's shit.
It's a fucking cackle. I don't like it. But anyway.
Arty nonsense.
As far as sexual aggression goes,
yeah,
it's fairly close to the bone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different. You can't imagine how hard it is to concentrate on your driving when you've got the porn star on the DVD saying, "Give it to me, big boy," and these two twats saying, "Big boy." The guy's a fucking tripod. See you at the bar in a couple of weeks and keep up the good work on the podcast in the meantime. You sellouts. Cheers from Fat Boy.
Thank you, Fat Boy.
Yeah, we'll be at the bar.
We will see you there, Tony.
I will be slaughtered before we're on stage.
No, you won't, Tony.
Fucking will.
You're going to do this one sober. Otherwise, I'll bum you for New Year as well.
Bum me there, I don't care anymore.
Oh, baby, this is great. The worm has turned.
Make my whole week and all that,
make your whole week or make your whole week?
Make my whole week. Exactly.
What do you mean there? You can make my whole week here simply by making my whole week. Right. So, I got an email from Poco.
Okay.
Now, Poco shares an email address with Roz. He's Lesbo Harpy Mrs., right?
Yep, lovely Roz.
It says, "Gooper Gooper,
hi.
Thanks for the tickets and flyers, dude." I gave him some tickets and flyers. "Can you remind me how tickets work again, please? I'm sure you said we sell them and that's how we make our brass. Is that correct?" "Yes, it is. Our site is up and running again, punkshite.co.uk. Joy of joy, Poco." So, I'll send you one back.
Right.
"Yes, the tickets are free."
Wah! Wah! Wah!
I said, "Yep, the tickets are free. I'm a very generous man. Obviously, I'd like you to try and bring a few down who pay on the door as well, but I know it's a bit much to ask. I've got to shell out for room hire and the headliners, but I'm only asked about breaking even, so I'll be okay anyway. The tickets work out as a maximum of £100, but they include any guests you might want. I charge Roz £20 and give 3 away to your mates." Right?
Nice.
Then I get this email from Roz, titled £20. Well, now here goes. "Just reading through emails and I noticed that you would charge me £20 to get in, but Poco could give some tickets free away to his mates. You cheeky git. Just wait. I'll have to get my lesbo girlfriends down to beat you up. LOL. Lots of love. Have a good Christmas, you bad man. Lots of love."
Bring it on.
Roz. Bring them all down, Roz.
I'm going to scare a lot of them off. I am the official women's scarer and I can get rid of a lot of them. In one foul fucking soup, I tell you now.
Tony, you can fuck off. I want to get him in.
All right, okay.
I don't care.
Let him get him in pay. When they come towards you, just put me in front of you like a human shield. The human fucking female retractor.
Tony, I don't know what's happened to you this week, but I'm enjoying it. I don't know what's happened. Did you get wanked off by a tramp last night?
Yeah.
Well done.
It was my own fault falling asleep.
I think we should swap places.
I don't.
Right then.
Okay. Do you want my twat?
I want your twat now, yeah.
All right.
So I should read this one out, actually.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't I read this one out?
All right, go on then. if you have a twat tonight. Oh, here we go. Well, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Toby at PunkyRadio. .com.
What's that? Can't hear you. Oh, that's strange, isn't it? Oh. Sorry.
I'm a kind of visitor.
No, you read it. I can't be fucking there.
If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name. Where are they from? I've lost it. And a reason for the nomination. I am ill. I haven't ate anything solid in 4 days.
I've got something solid you can eat, Tony.
Brilliant! This is from Randy Candy Fan.
Oh, excellent.
I have a kind of odd is a twat. I don't actually know who it is. My school's urinal assassin is a twat. I go to a redneck high school in the middle of nowhere, USA. Our school is full of disaffected kinbloods and wannabe punk rockers. All year we've been having drug dogs come in and searching our stuff, which is bad enough. Not very well. But one cold day we came to school only to be searched like we were in a fucking airport. Two G's. They had metal detectors and the whole bit. The school officials told us that before Thanksgiving, some moron brought a BB gun into school and shot 2 holes in your urinal. Not only was this the dumbest act of rebellion in the history of Smacktard, but we also had to deal with additional security measures. So, for this poo-brained, sketchy, mother-trucking act, I nominate the T-Vegas urinal assassin, but is a twat.
Not fair enough.
It's fair enough, innit?
Yeah, do you want me to pause it?
Go on, then.
So,
the urinal assassin from the Redneck High School is a twat.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And we've still got Poetry Corner to get through. We should have been done last week. Now, I'm going to have to do both parts here.
Okay.
Now, this is another one from the crazy Bob, who whatever he's called. Matt, I think he is.
Well, the guy who read it out and we talked to him.
Yeah, and we absolutely talked to him about it. If you have a poem that you'd like to submit to Poetry Corner, email Paulie B. Email Paulie B at punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. Apologies for the long message. This has to be heard. Fucking small world. Oh, I can't. Actually, it doesn't have to be heard. I can't be asked.
Fair enough.
Here's his poem, anyway. Now, he did ask that I do my best whiny emo voice for italics, and you should read out the normal text in your own pathetic pushover emo voice. I'm only reading what it says. Now, do you want to come round here? And why don't you just come and stand here and just do it together? Hey, we can do it together.
All right, hang on.
Right, so I'm doing those bits, and then you're doing those bits, all right? This is called I Want It Now.
Hey, Mummy, I want that one, and I want it now.
But, darling, you've got one already. I only bought it you yesterday.
But that one's better, Mummy. It's got a sparkly case.
But other than that tiny difference, dear, they're both exactly the same.
I don't care, Mummy. I want the better one, and I want it now.
Tell you what, dear, I'll get it for your birthday. How's that?
No way. I'm not waiting until my 31st. Besides, then there'll be a newer one out. Kimbler.
Thank you very much, Mighty Bobby. What a terrific poem that is.
Thank you.
Tony, do you want to wipe your arse on it now?
Yeah.
All right. So. we're ready for the next song.
Okay.
That suddenly happened very quickly. Boogie Children, Tony.
Yes.
What do you know about the Boogie Children?
They've got a stand-up bass.
And?
Is he American guitar player?
Oh, shit, I have no idea. Fuck it. We should have done Poetry Corner then. I've got someone else lined up. Sorry, mate.
Okay.
We've got to do the Blah Party's next bit. This is Captain Sensible, the leader of the Blah Party and possible future Prime Minister, of course.
Wicked.
Has got this. I was asking him about a few things, but I think you'll like this one. This is basically, I think we've got the question I asked him at the start. But obviously, by now, we're about halfway through the interview, and more drink has been consumed. And
more drink?
Yeah.
Oh, no, fuck. No,
there you go. Anyway, this is the... we're the official mouthpiece now of the Blah Party, all okay. Right? Let's hope this works.
So, Captain, prisons, what's that all about, then?
Prisons are full of people. Absolutely chock full of people. 80-odd thousand, you know, and for prisons... capacity is probably 50
60,000. They're talking about getting prison boats in and stuff like that. Now, we all want to lock up the violent lunatics and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Because, you know, lock them up and throw away the key. But there's people in there who shouldn't be in there. There's, like, sort of, you know, people who've done a bit of blow, or there's a lot of care in the community. People, you know, Mrs. Thatcher closed all the lunatic asylums and stuff. And there's people out there who need help, you know, rather than being incarcerated in the University of Crime. And talking about universities, I mean, it costs more to keep someone in prison than it costs to send them to bloody university.
That's a very good point you've made there.
Thank you. You know, this is why I should be the next Prime Minister of the country.
Now, the very good point that he made there had actually been suggested by the proper Mrs. Edwards, but seconds before he said that. She said, by the way, Captain, do you know it costs more to put someone to keep someone in prison than it does to put them through university? Anyway, that's a very good point. I'll have that. And that's
get me my pen.
But did you like my... So, Captain, prisons, what's that all about? Anyway, the Boogie Children.
Yes.
And
they boogie.
The Boogie Children.
They're not children.
No, they're a great bunch of lads. And what else are they doing, Tone?
They're playing Black Party 7 next Wednesday, the 27th.
That's great news. Oh, can you hear a band rehearsing?
Yeah, we're just turning down. Oh, no, shit, I can't.
In the tree next door.
I don't understand. The beds are down. Well, so can hear it.
Now then.
Yes.
They haven't got a MySpace. Sorry, they have. They haven't got a website. They've only got a MySpace.
Oh, okay.
What's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Boogie Children.
Did you ever look at that?
No.
You're winning 2-1.
It's got to be, hasn't it?
You're winning 2-1. It might have been the Boogie Children.
No, yeah, well, it's true.
Don't matter anyway. The most traditional rockabilly track on the CD, because they do veer a little bit towards psychobilly now and again, but this is pure rockabilly on a punk show. How about it? Wild 27 by the Boogie Children. You'll be able to hear more of those.
Cool.
Now, why isn't this going on
you
now?
You paused it.
I didn't mean to.
I didn't mean to.
It's alright, it's alright. You can hear more of them at Block Party 7.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday, December 27th.
Brilliant.
But now it's time for us to sell out.
Okay, sell out time.
It's sell out time.
Wicked.
Sell out time. Boobity boop, it's sell out time. Boobity boop, it's the time when we sail our asses down the river. I don't suppose you could cut that up and make that our little jingle, could you?
Why not?
We'd give it a go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be quite nice. Because we are, of course, now sponsored by GoDaddy.com.
Yes.
Now, you know, have you had a look at their website now? You know all about GoDaddy. GoDaddy. GoDaddy.
That'd be great. The Ken Dodd tribute band.
The Ken Dodd tribute band and web
go
providers.
Doddy.
Go Doddy. Go. GoDaddy.com. And what can you tell me about them, Tone?
I haven't checked the site. Is it an internet domain registrar, isn't it?
Yeah, amongst other things, yeah.
And can you also have your website with them?
Yes, you can. Right? Tony, I'll help you out.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Because just in time for the holidays.
Oh, brilliant.
GoDaddy.com are offering gift cards, available as e-gift cards or a personalised mail card. GoDaddy gift cards can be used for domain names, hosting or anything else from the GoDaddy.com website. Additional discounts do not apply to the purchase of gift cards, but can be used when redeeming them.
Right.
Because obviously we can get you a discount as well.
Obviously.
You can also create your mobile website using Website Tonight from GoDaddy.com. Easily create websites that are formatted specifically for wireless phones and PDAs, making them easy to load and navigate from your favourite mobile device. Also, .mobi domain names are now available for general registration. Additional discounts do not apply to .mobi domain names, but then you'll get your discount anyway.
Yeah.
So, all right, so there's loads on there, basically. Now, and if you should want to go to GoDaddy.com, make sure that you type in Punky2, the code P-U-N-K-Y-2, with any order, and you'll save an additional $5 off any order of $30 or more. Some restrictions apply. See site for details. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. You're doing it next week. I can't keep this up. You're doing it next week.
I've said that before.
I don't know what's happened to you this week, Tone. I've got a video you might have bummed me by the end of the show.
But if you're not going to bum me...
I am, Tony. I am.
I promise. Great. Finally. The Christmas present I always fucking wanted. Brilliant. Come on.
I'm going to spend the rest of my life bumming you.
Wicked.
When I've not got my lips around your big, fat, juicy clitoris, obviously. Right, then. So the next song's by a band you might know, Tony.
Okay.
They're called Alcohol.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of
them. Maybe you'd like to tell me a bit more about it and ask me if I can guess their website.
Alcohol, yeah, they're a local band to us from the Mansfield / Kirkby and Ashfield area.
Are they a gay band?
They're not a gay band at all, no. So they've been called emo a little bit, which I'm not quite happy about, really.
Yeah, maybe they should be called email.
But their lead singer, oh, yeah, he's a fucking funny magnet.
He's a tasty bit of trouser.
He's a tasty, I'll tell you, I'd bum him. If you don't, I'm gonna.
He's a tasty bit of trouser.
Yes, the name's Alcohol, of course. But hey, Paul, what's their website?
Is it alcoholrock.com?
It is, yeah.
Excellent, tool. Come on.
So, yeah.
Hey, right. What was I going to say then?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Brilliant.
Doesn't matter.
So, yeah, when the lead singer, Alcohol, and guitarist, he's actually the guitarist in the Chavs.
He is.
Yes.
And this is why we're playing an Alcohol track.
And he's also a co-host to Punky.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Is it Christmas? Are we letting him play a song because it's Christmas?
Yeah.
Which Alcohol song are we going to play?
We're going to play a song called Something's Got to Give.
Are we?
Yeah.
Is it your ring piece?
It seems quite apt, doesn't it?
Is it subtitled My Ring Piece?
No, it's
Something's Got to Give. It's My Ring Piece.
In parentheses, it says Bum Me Now.
Bum me, bum me, bum me. Bum me now.
Bum me now.
Booyakasha. Bum me now. Split in the ring. Rude boy. Let's play it. What's this song called again?
It's called Something's Gotta Give.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Mate, that's a great song.
It's good, isn't it?
Great
song.
Great song.
With ladies.
You are a good band.
Ladies.
But when did you first start saying your CD would be done?
Yeah, I said it'd be about
when
summer.
Is it going to happen? Oh, but you can see Tony on stage, drunk and playing guitar. Like, you do fret, Wank, I have to say. When we rehearsed last night...
I was on one last night.
You were on one last night. You were saying, let's play it faster. Everything. Play it faster.
It has to be faster. Faster's clearly better.
Yeah.
And I can't play slow.
Harder,
I can't play drunk
harder,
either.
Faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be good.
Down. Wilder. Faster. It's a clamp, sorry.
Alright, wicked.
Yeah, so I'm gonna do another bit for the Blah Party now. Because we are the official mouthpiece of the Blah Party.
Yes, we are.
And I think it's important that people understand what the Blah Party are all about. And I figured I had a chat with their... I'm going to call her Amy the Spin Doctor from now on. Amy the Spin Doctor and me had a chat about all the best policies and the best kind of things that they'd got lined up.
Yeah.
And Captain Sensible's views, and indeed the Blah Party views on both religion and smoking, are fantastic. See if you can spot who lights a fag towards the end of this section, all right? Okay. I'm just going to get this right. I might play it over the top of the Dead 60, in fact. That might be quite freakish.
And it's also a little bit showy off as well, isn't it?
It is a little bit showy off, yeah. Let's try it.
All right.
Why should religion be abolished? Because it's the cause of a lot of misery and stupidity around the world. In the United States, religion is probably responsible for some deeply unpleasant regimes over there in Republican, you know, persuasion, George W. Bush and people like that. The only reason he got in was by scaring people. You know, you're not going to go to heaven unless, you know, you're a right-wing fascist and stuff like that. It's just ridiculous. It shouldn't be in schools. The French got the right idea. Secular schools, what's his name, Blair, and his faith agenda is just crazy, because there is no ghost in the sky, there's no fairies at the bottom of the garden, it's just a load of old codswallop. But let's not, please don't light that cigarette up in front of me, because it's secondary smoking causes cancer. It's a proven fact. So bollocks to religion and bollocks to smoking.
Did you get all that?
Yeah.
It was so funny because he was just about to launch into a really serious religious rant. You know, and anyway, please don't light that cigarette. And just looked around at Kerry and just basically gave it sensible evils. It was sorted.
So that was the proper Miss Edwards there.
That was the proper Mrs. Edwards, yeah. Told off for lighting
on
a fag
the podcast
in the presence of the mighty sensible. We have got a couple more things from the captain before the end of the show.
Cool.
They're really going for it next door. Do you think the mics will be picking this up? We don't know.
No idea.
Don't know. It doesn't matter.
We are way louder than that though, drum wise.
All right. Well, do you know what? It was a great day last Sunday, and I bumped into loads of people.
Sunday. Oh, Rock City.
I bumped into loads of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
But possibly my favourite. I mean, I loved King Kurt. King Kurt are fantastic.
Yeah.
And Selector were really good. But the highlight of my day was Neville Staples Specials. Because, A, they were brilliant. You can't get it wrong playing Specials material. You know, it's Neville Staples who we played him on the Planet Smashers last week, and he was the original founder member of the Specials and the Fun Boy 3, of course.
Yeah.
And, but he'd had a car crash or something, and his leg was... He'd done his knee in massively. And he came out with a walking stick anyway. And it's pretty hard to skank on a stick. But he did his best, bless him. And we all love it. And I'm on the front row at this point, loving his Specials, man. Roots! And he lasted about 20 minutes, explained that his knee was knackered, and then promptly just collapsed on the floor. And the thing is, it was only the people on the front sort of three rows could see what was happening. The rest of the people further back can just see a band carrying on instrumentally. As we're watching Neville Staple crawl across the stage, going, he's crawling like, and he goes to the back of the stage, and flips himself over, receives medical attention on his knee,
right,
gets up, gets hold of the stick, comes back on, finishes the gig off.
Nice.
What a fucking trooper.
Proper James Brown style.
Pete from Monkey Fist, if you're listening. Pete, who used to be in the Chavs, if you're listening.
Still fired.
This geezer finished the gig off with what appears to have been a broken knee.
Blimey.
If you're listening, Pete from Monkey Fist and the Chavs. Ew, I can't come to your house. I got curled.
So you got me in, didn't you?
Oh. Who did?
You did.
Oh, I got you in instead of Pete.
Yeah.
And now you want to get me in. Don't you, Tony?
You keep promising. Promises.
Tony, you've got me for the rest of your life. You're just going to have to deal with that.
Wicked.
I'll make you happy.
Could you?
I promise you.
You sure?
It is Christmas.
Will you fill my stocking?
Will I thumb your stocking?
You do if you want to.
Oh, can I? Excellent. Well, in that case then, will I fill your stocking?
Yeah.
I'll certainly empty my sack.
Wicked.
All right, then.
Is it getting seedy enough for you yet?
It should be. I'm just
having
get...
this is starting to feel a bit uncomfortable.
I'm going
to
get
gay homo love.
I'm
going to
get
room.
Straight on. It's not gay homo love.
It's not straight homo love, is it?
No, it's bum chum love.
Yeah.
It's bum chum fun.
Oh, there's a bit of bum fun.
No, there isn't. I'm going to play It Takes Two to Tango now, Tony. Is that alright? What? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think it's track 8. This song is by a wonderful artist.
Oh, yes.
I've been to nearly all of his gigs.
Okay.
He's called Paul B. Edwards.
Oh, him.
And, yeah, and as well as being the host of this show, he's also lead singer with a great band called The Chavs.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they playing Block 47?
They're playing Block 47,
aren't
that's
they
right. They are opening the show. They're featuring two new numbers, one of which you really like, and the other one we both think is a bit poppy, don't we?
Oh, God, yeah.
But I love it. I love doing it, though.
The opening song, we're not going to say what it is, but the opening song, sorry.
Do you not like it?
I like it, yeah, but it is very... It's not as, is it?
By our standards, it's a bit poppy.
I don't think he's going to do it again. I think...
Don't you?
It's going to be dropped for next time. I can see
do you
it
think
already.
Do you think it's...
Yeah.
Do you think it's the new Walk Like an Egyptian?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
How long did it take to figure out what we're going to do that one again?
I'll see. I reckon that it might be a bit of a hit with the fans.
If we play it faster...
Yeah, all right then. So, listen, right, this is from... a CD entitled Paul B's Last CD.
Oh, yeah?
Which hopefully will be available via PayPal on Paul B. Edwards' website very soon.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Won't it, Tony?
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, Tony, what I'd like to know is, what's Paul B. Edwards' website?
It's lastminutecomedy.com.
It is. I was thinking of whatever you said, me saying another one. But it's all right. It is.
Oh, you've got two?
Yeah, I've got punkyradio.com, that you've noticed.
Punky Radio, it is, no.
It is lastminutecomedy.com. And this is It Takes Two to Tango. It's a ballad.
Oh, it's about time we had some fucking culture on this show.
Yeah, it is. It's a ballad. Oh, no, it's not. That's the wrong one. Fuck. It is a ballad. Hang on, if that's number 8, it must
it's
be number 7.
CD.
Yeah, I know, but I don't listen to it very often.
Fair enough.
The day you left, you said it wasn't a moment too soon. You found another guy and he really, really made you swoon. He had a nice car and he had a good job. And unlike me, you said he had a fat knob. He wasn't just a lover, he was also your best mate. We were together for a year, but it might as well have been a day. You told my mates I was a bastard and you told my dad that I was gay. I thought we built ourselves a lovely home, but I had better sex now that I'm on my own. It takes two to tango, but only one to masturbate. It takes two to tango, but only one to masturbate. It takes two to tango, but only one to masturbate. You said sex with me was to say the least lacking. I prefer to give my macaque a good thwacking. Takes two to tango, but only one to masturbate. You said you were unhappy with what it was like in bed. You never said you didn't like it when we gave each other head.
Now you say my knob stinks, it leaves you disgusted. It's not as bad as your pilchard custard. It's late to the tango, but only want to masturbate. Now your boyfriend's gonna marry you. He must be mad, I wouldn't risk it. Your armpits smell of Gruyere cheese and poo. And you've got scabs around your flaps like a packet full of broken biscuits. I gave you them. Now I look back at my mum's and I'm having a lot more fun. She has my dinner on the table and I get a lot of my washing done. You said my cock was small so you had to leave. But you've got a butcher's rug like a parka sleeve. It takes two to tango but only one to masturbate. It takes two to tango but only one to masturbate. It takes two to tango, but only one to masturbate. You didn't call me a punk, you didn't call me a skunk when I slammed up a junk on your bottom bunk. It takes two to tango, but only one to masturbate. It takes two to tango, but only one to masturbate. It takes two to tango, but only one to masturbate.
Well, I think that's a wonderful track.
Is that about wanking?
Yeah.
I feel sick.
This is Mustang Lightning, of course.
I'm fading out. If I start saying silly things, I'm nearly dead.
When you listen back to this show, you're going to be appalled at yourself.
I'm not going to remember a thing about it. I'm drugged up to the eyeballs.
Excellent. Well, it is poppers, isn't it? Because that way it can make your...
explains the smile.
Make your sphincter relax.
Wicked.
Ready for fun at Christmas.
We've got bum practice tonight. We ain't got time for bum fun.
I'm going to show you my Yule log over the festive. And in fact, I'm going
to. As long as you don't Yule log in my mouth.
I'm going to Yule log in your festive period. So, anyway, Tony.
Yeah, it's because it's true.
If you would like to purchase one of my CDs,
I've
feel
got
free.
One.
Not you.
All right.
I mean, the listeners out there, out there in Punky Radio Land. Then make sure that you email poorlybe@punkyradio.com and I'll tell you how you can do it while we're sorting out the PayPal on the website. But you can just do it through lastminutecomedy.com. And hopefully, eventually, through punkyradio.com as well.
As soon as I get off the drugs, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shot paging up the arse. Come on.
You have lost it. I'm quite chuffed.
I've had two cups of soup today.
It's taken quite a long time to wear you down. I'm glad I finally have.
Do you remember our bet last night?
No.
You bet me £100, I wouldn't go on stage.
Oh, fuck, yes, I do remember our bet last night. This is reason enough to come to Block Party 7 next Wednesday, the 27th of December at the Town Mill Mansfield.
Yeah.
I bet you £100 that you won't do the gig naked with something up your arse.
Dildo.
A dildo up your arse, yeah.
£100's not a lot, is it?
No, but if you show up...
I'll pay you £50.
If you do it... If you do it, well, I'll pass the bucket round the crowd as well, because they'll all be being sick. No, but I'll pass the bucket round, because I reckon we could get you nearly a grand.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I'd fucking do it, but no, hang on.
Of course you would, you tight bastard.
I've got no money.
No, everybody owes me money.
Have you seen these trousers?
Yes, I have, and they're a disgraceful cut.
You have to get in.
They don't go with your shit trainers. What do you
There's
say?
What's wrong with these fucking trainers?
These are
wicked.
And you lace them up like a prick.
No, I lace them with my prick.
Oh, yeah.
Look at my fucking trainers. I'm wearing them at Block Party 7. Come and let me know what you think.
Hang on. Why does that say.
Oh, actually, it might not be. Actually, might. Oh, no, I'm naked, aren't I?
It says there's 13 tracks on here, but there's only 12 listed.
Tricky.
Oh, dear.
Tricky.
Maybe there's a secret buried track that we're not going to discuss.
Seek and destroy.
Oh, I wonder if there's any information inside. Blood Party 7 is going to be great, isn't it, mate?
We're looking forward to it. It's good. It's,
do you want to just run through the other bands that are on?
Okay, there's Devilish Presley, they're headlining, I think, aren't they?
Yes.
There's the Booger Children, there's Axminster Scotch Garden, the Numbskulls, and the Chaps, they're opening. That's us.
Yeah.
Because we are in a band, aren't we, Paul?
Yes, we are, but not very often.
No, but we open the show, so you've got to get there early.
Yeah,
to witness us. And me being drunk.
If you don't fancy seeing us, I strongly recommend you show up after about 8:30.
What time the doors open? Is it 8?
The doors get open at 7:30, approx.
Half 7.
Approx, yeah.
It's the perfect time of year, because
there's fucking else on.
You've got Christmas Day, then you've got Boxing Day, then what's going on? Nothing.
Block Party 7 Day.
You're sick of your family.
It's Block Party Day.
Sick of the kids.
Yeah, so get out of there. If you're remotely in the Nottingham area, the Nottinghamshire area, do come down. They're always a really good night. And
we're getting fucking festive.
And everyone gets proper hammered.
Proper hammered.
No, you get proper
really
hammered.
Really going to get hammered this year.
Yeah.
I'm thinking another driveway incident is going to be on the cards.
Well, there's people travelling to see Devilish Presley.
Really?
Yeah. There's people coming from Birmingham to see Devilish Presley.
See us.
Boogie Children have got some people coming down from as far afield as Ollerton.
And, you know, if
Axman, the Scottish Guard, are bringing down the Hucknall Posse.
And don't be afraid to ask for autographs, you know, anything like that.
And there's other famous punk rock celebrities you'll see there, because Riot Squad are coming down.
Yeah.
Resistance, some of Resistance 77 are coming down.
Wicked.
Various members of various... Arthur Monkey Fist will be there.
I think Alcohol will be there.
The rest
watching.
Of Alcohol will be there.
Yeah.
Scott the Goth, the second most famous goth in Kirkby, will be there.
Yep.
I think that reminds me, I need to get in touch with the other goths. Actually, let them know that Dev Prez are on, as I'm calling them now.
Nice.
Because we've already played Devish Prezi once tonight, but we are going to play them again as our final track this evening.
Cool.
Now, this is on the basis, of course, that their 13-track CD with only 12 tracks listed has actually got track 12, Jukebox Hades. If it's not, I'm going to have to sort it out, but I think this is right, okay?
You can sort that in post.
You can sort that in post. I've got a big fucking yawn on me.
Oh, tell me, I was up till 3 o'clock this morning.
We've already actually mentioned... Why?
I was just getting drunk.
By yourself again?
Well, there's somebody there at the start. My mate Corey came down for a couple of hours and stuff, and then I was talking online.
No, women. Are you talking online? Who to?
A couple of listeners. Hello to Chantel, Amanda and Jill.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Been a while since I've done that online.
You kept that quiet till nearly the end of the show, mate. Good work.
I've had a little sleep. I went to bed at 3, up at
Chantel,
6.
Chantel, Amanda and Jill. Now, Jill is... A little bit older.
She's 21.
She's 21. Chantel and Amanda are?
16.
Just?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything bad.
Of course you weren't. You're saving that for me.
Too right.
Bum me now. Do you know what? We haven't mentioned Hussy Skunk.
Oh, shit.
Our friends Hussy Skunk that we go out on
every 6 Sunday,
p.m.
6 p.m. on EST time.
6 p.m. Eastern time. HussySkunk.com. We haven't mentioned any of our factions. We haven't said Merry Christmas to anyone, like the forums or anything.
Oh, shouldn't we?
We've just basically avoided Christmas this show, haven't we?
We've just babbled.
Why don't we do our next show, which is going to be going out on what, 29th, 30th?
We think about 28th, yeah, 29th.
Let's do some festive shout-outs.
A post-block party. We're going to sing a Christmas by then.
No, we won't be.
Do you reckon?
I'm Mr. Christmas.
I have. Oh, yeah, you are fucking festive.
I'm Mr. Christmas, so I get all excited.
You died, I need to die my hair, you know. Really,
so you could be a tomato-headed bum snogger.
Yeah.
So the difference with me, you dyed your hair and everyone laughed. I dyed my hair. And the lady said, for example, in Bristol last week, "Oh, Paul, I love what you've done with your hair. It really brings out the green in your eyes."
Yeah. Looks like boot polish, doesn't it?
I'm winning 3-2 at the moment, aren't I? Am I? Or
no,
are you winning 3-2?
I think 3-2? I'm winning, aren't I?
You're winning 3-2. Okay, then.
Wicked. Devish Presley again, is it?
Yeah.
Wicked.
So, Paul.
Hey.
We're about to play Jukebox Hades by Devilish Prezi. What we want to know is, what is their website? Is it devilishprezi.com? It is. It's a draw.
Tricky bastard.
Jukebox Hades.
Tricky bastard.
Switched on, you know our songs.
Well, that's very odd, isn't it? There's 9 seconds left. Oh, that's why. There's a little last track.
Oh, yeah. I've muted it now, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Well, Tony,
what?
It's been another show.
What's it here? Hello.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas, everybody.
Yes. And I would like to just say I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas.
And a smashing new year. And an even better Block Party 7.
Well, yeah, but we're going to speak to them before New Year.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the next show is going to be on the 29th.
We hope.
And then it's going to be on something like January the 4th.
Yeah, well, we'll tell them about that next week.
That's true.
Yeah. Just make sure, if you do get a chance, that you come down to Block Party 7. When is it again, Tony?
It's Wednesday, the 27th. Next Wednesday, that is.
Yes. And if you're thinking of buying any domain names or websites or the such like, why not check out GoDaddy.com?
Yes.
And quote Punky2 for a $5 discount on anything over $30. P-U-N-K-Y 2. And obviously, Tony, we've got all that information on our website, haven't we? No.
As soon as I get off these drugs.
Yeah, right.
I'm so doing that.
As soon as you get off those drugs, you'll be on some other ones. I'd like to thank all of our listeners for the input we've had this year. Because
we
it's been,
get a lot
been terrific.
Of good comments and
we do.
Emails.
You help
listeners.
The show.
I'd love
also
our listeners,
like
you know.
To thank all the bands that have sent us CDs, all the record labels that have helped us out, and increasingly, all the famous people associating themselves with the show. Make sure you check out the Blah Party. Go to myspace.com/Blah Party. It's also on our MySpace Top Friends.
Yeah.
Make sure you vote Punky at Podcast Alley. Visit punkyradio.com, all the information on there. And make sure that you get our show from punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
Yes.
As you do us a favour and everyone else.
Yeah.
Anything to add, Tom?
You can also, don't forget, I think you're too late now for Christmas, but hey, why not a post-New Year gift to yourself? Buy yourself a T-shirt. Go to cafepress.com/punkyradio or just go to punkyradio.com and click on the store link.
And I've completely forgotten to read out a BT Podshow lady's comment and an iTunes review. I will do them next week.
Wicked.
That's about it. Make sure
save all the reviews, shouldn't we, as well?
Yeah, make sure you listen to Total Talk Nonsense. Make sure you listen to Out My Shorts. They are on our MySpace Top Friends. We can maybe do links for them from punkyradio.com as well, yeah?
Yeah, we should do, shouldn't we?
And visit thepodriot.com. So, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog! Merry Christmas!
But you can't
Hey, mate, there's just one last thing to say.
What's that?
That we're going to play a final sound file.
Oh, right.
Which I might as well just do now, mightn't I?
Yeah, do it.
We're going to play a final sound file. Now, this was when I was told that Captain Sensible had quite a lot to say about the military.
Okay.
He has.
Right.
When he started talking about it, I asked him a leading question, and I think he thought I was just being angry and right-wing.
Right. Right.
Have a listen to this. This is the very last thing you're going to hear from us before Christmas.
Okay. But, yeah.
I've titled this The Captain's Challenge.
So, what policies have you established so far?
We've got a stack of great policies, starting with the anti-war thing. We're desperately anti the Iraq war.
Why? Why?
You don't need to ask that question.
Okay.
So, about that bombing, then.
Oh, it's very definitely on the cards for Friday, don't
know. Oh, my God.
Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com. The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.